6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Former Maryland Congressman Lawrence Hogan Sr., the governor's father, has died at the age of 88. Hogan suffered a stroke last weekend and died yesterday, according to a post by the governor on Facebook last night. The three-term Republican congressman came to national attention in 1974 when he publicly called for Richard Nixon's impeachment. Lawrence Hogan Sr. was also Prince George's County executive after his congressional career ended. Metro's general manager is optimistic that D.C., Maryland, and Virginia will be on board with his action plan to keep the transit system safe and reliable.
But that hope may be premature. Metro general manager Paul Wiedefeld's overhaul plan calls for the jurisdictions to contribute millions a year for a dedicated funding source. It would pay for safety and reliability improvements. He says when he's met with stakeholders,
they've repeatedly said to me that the system cannot fail. We've got to get this right.
But in a statement, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says a statewide tax to pay for a dedicated funding source for Metro is a non-starter. He adds if Montgomery and Prince George's counties want to pursue dedicated funding, they can do it on their own. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County authorities now say there does not appear to have been foul play in the death of a Silver Spring woman in a county jail cell. 49-year-old Anna Carmela Dinena was found unresponsive in her cell last Sunday. The cause of her death is still unknown. A substitute teacher in Prince George's County Elementary Schools has been arrested on child pornography charges. State police say they found numerous images of children and sexual acts on electronic devices found in the home of 34-year-old Christopher Spites. It's not clear, police say, though, whether any of the children in those images are kids that Spites had contact with as a teacher or as a coach. After 5 weeks on the run, a former Tennessee school teacher who allegedly kidnapped and fled with a 15-year-old student has been arrested in California.
Authorities found 50-year-old Tad Cummins and Elizabeth Thomas at a remote cabin northwest of Reading. The cabin's caretaker was the one who alerted law enforcement.
Someone kind of showed me a picture and I was like, yeah, that's definitely the guy. And then called 911 last night.
The FBI is now working to get Elizabeth back to Tennessee, where she will reunite with her family.
Correspondent Melissa Rainey. Vice President Mike Pence is offering his support to Paris after a gunman opened fire, killing a police officer. Pence spoke today while on a visit to Indonesia.
This is just the latest reminder that terrorism can strike anywhere, at any time. Something that the people of Indonesia and the United States know all too well.
President Trump says a strong Europe is very, very important to the U.S. His comment comes in advance of Sunday's scheduled presidential election in France, a contest that has high stakes for the future of the European Union. It's going to cost more to attend the University of Virginia next year. UVA's Board of Visitors has approved a tuition increase. In-state students will pay 2.2% more. Out-of-staters will pay 3.5% more. Competition from Sprint and T-Mobile appears to be taking its toll on Verizon.
Paul Marcarelli, the guy who used to say,
"Can you hear me now?"
Good. For Verizon, but became a Sprint pitchman last year, isn't the only one who's left Verizon lately. The company lost a whopping 307,000 wireless customers in this year's first quarter. The company also reported that earnings and sales for its latest quarter missed Wall Street forecasts. Verizon stock is now down 10% for the year, while Sprint and T-Mobile are both up. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,579, the NASDAQ at 5917. Sports: Steven Strasburg strikes out 10 as the Nationals beat the Braves to complete the three-game sweep. The Orioles beat Cincinnati. NHL, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight in playoff game 5. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
This is Doug Hill. What's your best defense against severe weather? We've got 7 of them. Stormwatch 7. 7 expert meteorologists on your side.
ABC's Doug Hill and Stormwatch 7. Your best defense against severe weather.
Traffic and weather. I'm starting.
Every 10 minutes. Good morning, Washington.
Start your day right with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Stormwatch 7's Veronica Johnson and Eileen Whalen get you morning ready, from your bus stop forecast through the day ahead. And Traffic Watch 7's Julie Wright helps navigate you from points A to B stress-free. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes starting at 425 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Where good morning starts. 7 on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, 7 on your side.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Still with the crash on the Beltway, Maryland, pushing through Bethesda into Silver Spring, but a little bit of a change. Now they're able to get the right side by. So inner loop of the Beltway, the accident between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue, stay to the far right. Looks like two right lanes getting by the scene of the crash. Initially, it had only been the shoulder when the crash happened. So big delays. Watch as you come off of 270 and around from Old Georgetown Road up ahead for the jam traffic. Now on the outer loop side, looks like we have lanes open, rubbernecking for sure as you come around from almost back to 95, and again pushing toward this crash before you get to Connecticut Avenue and the outer loop stretch. 295 southbound, nothing reported, but just as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, seeing that stop and go start to form heading down toward East Capitol Street. If you're heading to the 11th Street Bridge, a great time to get going. I'm not seeing any delays either direction on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 85, then rain will taper off into the evening with an overnight low of 58. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Centerville, 60 in Bethesda, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The French election campaign is on hold as the latest Paris terror attack investigation builds. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
And good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Hey, joining us at 7:05 is our very own Redskins analyst, Trevor Maddich. He'll have the upcoming Redskins schedule to share with us. At 7:35, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us. At 8:05, it is Robert McCartney from the Washington Post and Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform joining us. At 8:35, I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Here's a question for you. Should the Trump administration go to the mat to fund the building of the border wall, even if it means that there might be a government shutdown? I'm sorry. I know. I just said those words, and that is such a big deal here in the nation's capital, where so many people are employed by the government. When you say government shutdown, everybody goes, oh. But, you know, here's the thing. In the past, when it came to these threats of a government shutdown, I would say in the last, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, it's been often threatened, but it never materializes. But I'm not sure about how it will play out this time. I'm really not. Here's what I do know. The Trump administration badly wants money for the wall and for new immigration agents. And there's a spending bill that must be passed by April 28th. If you don't pass this spending bill by April 28th, then, well, you're going to have a government shutdown because you won't have the money to fund the government going forward. And the president has said that he really wants these things. And Democrats have said over our dead bodies, we're not going to support this idea at all. On the other side of the equation, the Democrats are saying, you've got to put some money in this spending bill that would provide continuing support of Obamacare, prop it up, keep it alive. And the Republicans saying over our dead bodies, that will never happen. That is not going to happen, period. So these two very interesting topics, the building of the wall, continuing to support Obamacare, are coming to a head at a very critical time. And as I say, the deadline is April 28th, when you must pass this bill or technically the government runs out of money. Now, the president has said yesterday, as recently as yesterday, he's not real thrilled about this idea of a shutdown, But, you know, I really can't predict how this administration might react. What do you say? You ready to go to the mat? You ready? Is this a fight worth having? The funding of the wall? Is that the fight worth having, even if it means shutting down the government? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. My opinion about this is that... you know, I hate to see government shutdowns. I don't like them. I think it shows that, you know, we're chaotic. I think it's sort of silly at times. But we just had an election in this country. And one of the reasons that Donald Trump was made president of the United States was because many people did want to see the border wall built. This has the support. And the people who would be outraged if there was a government shutdown over this are the same people who are against the wall anyway. So I don't think you're making any new enemies. I think in this particular case, if it was a showdown over wall funding, I actually think the Democrats might catch the blame. It never works out that way, generally. It always seems, for some reason, the Republicans catch the blame when there's a government shutdown. But in this particular case, I think they would hold it. They would own it. And I think maybe this one time would be the time to have that fight. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, you know, originally I had said, oh yeah, we should definitely go to the mat on this as well. But from what I understand, this is just a temporary spending bill. This is just a temporary fix. Why not put the temporary fix in? Because you're 100% right. Republicans are going to get hit with the shutdown. And they'll get hit with the shutdown because they
That's not my position. My position is, in this one rare case, I think the Democrats would own it.
Well, then I disagree, because I think that the media will do its job and paint the Republicans poorly, and Republicans will own this government shutdown. Even though it will be the Democrats, the Republicans will own it, because the Republicans are awful at controlling the message. They don't even bother. They conceded that a long time ago. Do the temporary, the minimum you have to do in this spending bill, just the minimum, in order to get something passed for this temporary budget. Then you go to the mat on the actual budget.
Well, but see, this is the problem we get into. We don't ever do the actual budget. We're always doing these temporary fixes.
Well, maybe Donald Trump, President Trump, could actually really do that. This is what he does. He budgets. He runs corporations. So maybe for this corporation, the United States of America, they could actually come up with an actual real budget and have the Republicans use the power that they currently have to go to the mat for the real budget.
All right, are you up for the fight? 1-888-630-9625. Is this one where you go to the mat? Are you okay, even if it means a government shutdown? Mike in Springfield, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. Mary, you make a very good point. Yes, we could go with a temporary spending bill to temporarily fund the government and then go to the mat. But this is something we do need to go to the mat for. We can either spend $26 billion building a wall, or we can continue to spend $60 billion a year to take care of the illegals in housing and all the other projects and plans that they are on, and what is costing our local governments, and all the way down to the county level in the states. Prince William County, basically, for lack of a better word, almost went broke because there were so many illegals in the county using up the free medical services. They closed down 4 free clinics because it was so bad. They basically kicked them out and said, look, that's it, we're done, no more. So we either do this now or we do it later. Take your pick.
All right, thank you for that. I mean, sooner or later, you got to have the fight, I think. And what do you think, Sean and Stafford? You're on with Brian and Mary. Do you have a different opinion?
Hey, Brian and Mary, good morning. I'm a supporter of a border wall all the way, but unfortunately, you know, this goes hand in hand with a continuing resolution. And if we do that, I work for the Department of Defense. You're going to have things like readiness and training suffer in the Department of Defense, and that's a big push right now. If we just keep, you know, kicking this can down the road, we need to pass a budget at some point.
Yeah, well, listen, I would not argue that point at all. I wish we would do things in regular order around this town, but that ship seems to have sailed a long time ago. I don't know why we don't do it the regular way anymore. Alan in I guess, Southern Maryland, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
I say shut it down and let's close all the national monuments. Let's put barriers up like World War II Memorial and keep the World War II veterans that were trying to fulfill their bucket list to visit it and keep them from fulfilling their... And then the national parks where people already had paid to be at that facility to camp out and tell them no, of your plans, because of state parks and national parks, actually national parks, you have to plan your event in a year to get into the place. So let's shut it all down and just, like, let's get America's mad like we've been mad. Let's get us even madder.
So you're ready to have this fight over funding for the border wall and additional immigration agents. This is something that you would stand the ground on.
Let's build that wall. Let's shut it down. Let's show what the Democrats are really all about, like Obama did, putting barriers up around monuments and keeping World War II veterans.
Right. Well, we all remember that. We all remember that. Right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
It sounds great, but do remember, Republicans got blamed for that, even though we know that President Obama said to make it as painful as possible for citizens, right? We know that. Republicans got blamed for that. This time will be the one time that the media actually finds and blames the real source of and Republicans will get it again.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think an argument could be made. This is what the election was over. This is one worth fighting. And we'll have more of your calls straight ahead. The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's now 6:15. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still on the Beltway, Maryland, very active here with this accident activity. Inner loop as you head out of Bethesda, past Connecticut Avenue. It's been about an hour, but a good work by crews at the scene. They had one overturned to deal with. They now have everything to the shoulder, but still, again, a lot to check out. Inner loop between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue, and that's why coming off of 270 and around that stretch of the Beltway, you'll hit that jammed traffic. Now, on the outer loop, we had rubbernecking delays at the scene, and now we have a report. Initial report says it's broken down. Looks like second lane from the right outer loop as you pass George Avenue. Oh, boy. So looking at delays here from 95. All right, Virginia, it's been pretty mellow for you on 66, Greenway, Toll Road without any problems. Northbound 95 as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. A minor crash quickly to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we are hearing reports of fog in the area. A high of around 85 degrees today, but there's an 80% chance of thunderstorms as the day progresses. Tonight, slight chance of rain showers, low of 58. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with scattered showers, a high of 64. And then on Sunday, it's really going to be quite cool. Temperatures only reaching the upper 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees at 6:17.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The nation's gun show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
Are you ready for the government shutdown? I mean, this is something we all roll our eyes at. Oh, please, let's not go down this path. But in this particular case, Democrats are the ones who are saying, look, if you want to put money in this continuing resolution, this temporary spending bill that has to be passed by April 28th to fund the border wall and to bring more immigration agents, we're gonna stand our ground on this. And so is this the fight worth having? Is this the time and the place, given the election we just went through, where the president of the United States campaigned on this issue? He said, if I'm elected, we're going to build a wall. Is this the one that you want to see the fight over? Even if it means a government shutdown. Ron in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Good morning, Brian and Mary. Basically, I was wondering, weren't the people who are now against this wall for it in the not-too-distant past? And it actually, I was thinking while I was on hold that then they might shift the argument to the whole Obamacare issue rather than the wall.
Well, yeah, they were. They were for it before they were against it, which seems to happen quite often. But when you say shift it to the Obamacare, I'm a little confused what you mean by that.
Well, I thought that's part of the...
Well, the Republicans are saying that they don't want to come up with the money to continue to prop up Obamacare. So
right.
That's their side of it.
Right, yeah, and then you'll see the hard luck stories and stuff like that,
of course.
You know,
yeah,
when they get caught on their hypocrisy on the wall.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chuck Schumer... Take it for what it's worth. Chuck Schumer has gone on record as saying the Republicans are playing with a heavy hand. Well, no, I don't agree with that at all. The Republicans are supporting what this president ran on, or potentially are supporting what this president ran on, which was border security, building the wall, and so I don't think that's a heavy hand. That's the consequence of an election. That's what the election was about. I mean, I think there were two issues that this election was really about. Supreme Court, And that's been taken care of now. And the other part of it had to do with building the wall and tightening up immigration. The funding that the president is seeking is to begin the building of the wall and to bring more immigration agents on to make our border more secure. I think this is a fight worth having, even if it means a shutdown. I remember, here's the other thing about shutdown. Everybody said, well, the poor government workers. You know, really, every time we've had a government shutdown, employees have been made whole. Afterwards, mm-hmm. when the government went back, they said, well, we don't want the government workers to lose any money, so we'll pay them. So they basically get a paid vacation every time we have a government shutdown. I don't know. Maybe this is the one to have the fight over. John in La Plata, you're on with Brian and Mary.
I think this would be a perfect opportunity to just shut down entire departments and not reopen them.
Well, now, hold it. That's an interesting idea. I mean, we've been...
Which ones?
We got a whole list.
Do we get the IRS?
Listen, I mean, this is something that the Trump administration has said they might like to do. Maybe that's the way you tell the Democrats, well, okay, if you want to shut the government down, fine. Some of these agencies are not going to reopen.
I love that.
Wow.
You're like a super genius, John.
Yeah, John LaPlata,
love that.
Best call of the week.
That
absolutely.
Is fantastic. I hope someone is listening who could actually say, go to President Trump and go, you know. And then you could take the idea, whoever's listening, that's fine, take the idea, go to the president and go, you know, here's a way we might want to play this with the Democrats.
That's
love that.
Fascinating.
John should work for the government.
Alan in Percival, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Alan.
Good morning.
Hi.
I thought my memory is correct. I thought the funds to build a wall were allocated during the Bush administration, the 43.
Well, there have been some monies put aside, but not enough to build the entire wall, as far as that's my understanding of it. But I don't think we have enough to do what Donald Trump wants to do. It's 1,950 miles, if memory serves me correctly, and that would require a pretty good amount of funding. But again, when you look at the numbers, they have done studies that suggest that if you do build the wall and if you make the border more secure, you in the long run actually save money that you would otherwise pay in the form of support for the people who come here illegally. 622 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You ever work with a middleman? You know what a middleman is? You know, a middleman is somebody who buys a product and then jacks up the price and then resells it to you at a higher price. And you don't want that. And especially true if you're putting new windows in your home. You want to avoid having to deal with a middleman. Here's a way you can do that. Call the folks at Thompson Creek because, you know, they actually design and they build and they install. They get you from beginning to end, and there are no middlemen to jack up the prices in between. You know, because a middleman can mark up an item many times. And then they always have the question in a situation like this, you know, who is going to be responsible for the installation? Well, none of those things will be an issue if you buy direct from Thompson Creek Window. Right now, they got a big special going on, an incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call this number, 855-57-CREEK, right now before the free window offer is gone. Thompson Creek offers a no-hassle warranty, buyer protection guarantees, and it carries an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. So now call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. See ThompsonCreek.com for details.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner Tuesday, May 9th, Silver Spring Wednesday, May 10th, and Bethesda and Leesburg Saturday, May 13th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig.
It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Mattress Firm. Maryland Beltway slow, but lanes reopened on the inner loop after Connecticut Avenue. That's where the accident pickup truck had overturned. Still some activity on the shoulder, but again, all lanes open as you come off at 270 for that backup. Also, on the outer loop, right in that same area, had a broken down truck. That's been cleared too, but your delays. Looks like we're getting to our normal rush hour on the outer loop, which always is solid from 95 and around to Georgia Avenue. 270 as you push south out of Frederick. Just brief delays right now through Urbana and Hyattstown in the Delphi. Overnight storms really caused some storm damage. We have Riggs Road still closed between Adelphi Road and Metzerut Road until further notice. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more, only at Mattress Firm. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 85. Then rain will taper off into the evening with an overnight low of 58. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It is 6:26 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Well, there was an interesting little gathering this weekend, at the White House, and you may have seen some of the pictures about it. Sort of a rock star dinner at the White House. Did you see these pictures on the internet? So Donald Trump has over an interesting group of people. Kid Rock is there. The Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, was there, and Sarah Palin. And assorted dates were along for the fair evening, and a lot of pictures taken. The president took pictures with them in the Oval Office. And then there's that one picture that you talked about where they're sort of, trolling Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah, it was only supposed to be an hour or two, but it's stretched into a, quote, freewheeling four-hour hang session, according to Ted Nugent. His wife was there with him, Kid Rock's fiance. It looks like Sarah Palin was there with her daughter, Bristol, and there's someone else in the picture. I don't know who he is, but it was just the three of them trolling Hillary Clinton's portrait, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
They sat down, they had dinner, according to Ted Nugent. The conversation was rock and roll and hunting and guns and venison and energy and borders and military strength and Supreme Court justices, good food and pretty girls.
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
When you buy from Tedrid Ford, you get life.
Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Tedrid gives you their exclusive Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedrid.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $69.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Well, there is a continued lunacy on campuses across America, and this battle between Berkeley and Ann Coulter is coming to a head. We'll give you all the latest details coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says we've lost an American hero. The governor's father died yesterday, several days after suffering a stroke. Former Maryland Congressman Lawrence Hogan Sr. was 88. A 34-year-old substitute elementary school teacher in Prince George's County has been arrested on child porn charges, and parents are demanding answers about Christopher Spites, who also had coaching duties. State police say, though, it's still unclear if any children Spites had contact with are among those seen in the pornographic images they say they found on electronic devices in his home. We knew there were at least two tornadoes in the Washington area during severe thunderstorms back on April 6th, but now the National Weather Service confirms there were actually seven separate tornado touchdowns in the area that day. All of them brief and all of them measuring EF0, the weakest on the tornado severity scale. U.S. authorities are reportedly preparing charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
The U.S. view of WikiLeaks and Assange began to evolve and change, apparently after investigators found what they believed was proof that WikiLeaks played an active role in helping Edward Snowden, the former NSA analyst, disclose a massive cache of classified documents.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Arkansas has conducted its first execution in nearly 12 years after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block it.
Justices went back and forth for hours on Thursday, but ultimately Liddell Lee's fate was decided. This was the second time this week that the Supreme Court had to decide Arkansas's ability to execute. The state has attempted to put eight men to death by the end of the month when a lethal injection drug expires. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,579, the NASDAQ at 59.17. Sports, four wins in a row now for the Nationals as they sweep the Braves. The Orioles get an extra inning win in Cincinnati, and the Caps take on the Maple Leafs at home tonight with their series tied at 2 apiece. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model-year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close-out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Replacement windows your way, in every way, with thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout April, you choose. Buy two, get one half off, payments from $99, or no money down or due until October. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight?
Yes, for financing, payment, and buy two, get one half off details.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in great shape coming off the Greenway. If you're using the toll road and up to the Bell, I'm not seeing any delays. Just a little bit of volume heading out of Manassas to Centerville on 66. Love it. For 95, no delay through Stafford and Aquia. Stretch of slowdowns really only Dale City toward the Occoquan. Maryland Beltway, that's where we've had problems this morning. Earlier crash out on the Beltway inner loop after Connecticut Avenue. That had been cleared to the shoulder, but still delays right as you come off at 270. So watch Beltway and through Bethesda inner loop side. Outer loop, you're in delays from 95 around to George Avenue. Stalled car outer loop side. That has been taken care of. And pretty much no delay on 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will develop from this morning to the afternoon with a high reaching 85. Rain will taper off this evening with an overnight low of 58. A cooler Saturday with showers and a high of 64. And cloudy Sunday with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Vienna, 61 in Greenbelt, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637
on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall at 7:05 this morning. Hey, the Redskins season has been set. Coming season has been set. Trevor Maddich, our Redskin analyst, will tell us what's on it. At 7:35, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the terror attacks in Paris. 8:05, Robert McCartney of the Washington Post on Metro budgeting. They need a lot of money. 8:35, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. He'll join us at, as I said, 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Well, Ann Coulter in the news because Berkeley is in the news again. And Ann Coulter was invited to speak at the University of California at Berkeley. And that is where people lost their ever-loving minds and rioted because, you know, it's a high-priced institution of higher learning. And they donned their, apparently when you go to Berkeley during your orientation, they take your measurements and they outfit you with a black outfit with a face mask and gloves and a black hat and everything, and that's part of their campus uniform. That's what they all wear there. Just in case, you know, hey, a good riot breaks out at any time, at least you're prepared.
Yeah.
And so there was, you know, big riot there, and so Ann Coulter, it was scheduled to speak there April 27th, and they rescinded that invitation. The chancellor, Nicholas B. Dirks, whose job I would not want for all the money in the world, told a news conference that police have, quote, very specific intelligence regarding threats that could pose a grave danger to the speaker, her audience, and protesters if the event goes ahead on Thursday. So he urged Ann Coulter to speak at a later date instead when the university can provide appropriate protectable venue. Now, I don't know whether they're going to have everyone inside a bank vault. I'm not quite sure. Or they're going to do it when school is no longer in. So they chose May 2nd. So last night, Ann Coulter was speaking with Sean Hannity about the new date.
What is your reaction to A being canceled and B being rescheduled?
obviously they were stung by all these lefties around the country saying, well, no, even though you're a university campus and you seem to have abandoned all constitutional rights or concept of free speech, you have to let people speak. I don't happen to be available on May 2nd. Moreover, there are a lot of great reporters in San Francisco. I think they might want to ask Janet Napolitano this. Is she willing to have, even if this were possible, to pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars in rescheduled, rebooked hotel rooms, flights for me, my security, my guests? Was Vincente Fox required to reschedule randomly? When they canceled originally, they said they'd reschedule for September. Now it's just they just pick another date out of the hat. None of this has to do with security.
I do think some of it has to do with security. I really, truly do. What it really has to do with is their lack of control over their students. It is just a mob at Berkeley at this point in the game. So they need to crack down on the students. I think if they start arresting some of these people and imposing fines, you know, hey, if you damage certain things, they're destroying the campus, they're destroying the surrounding town. You do that, you're going to have to pay for it. Get your high-paid parents, letting your fancy-pants college to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't understand this because, I mean, look, institutions of higher learning are supposed to be places where you discuss the great ideas of our day, right? You're supposed to look at and learn and stretch your mind and look at things in different ways and discuss and debate. I mean, that's what it's all about. So why, what in the world are they afraid of Ann Coulter? She's a skinny woman. She's not going to hurt anybody by coming in and espousing a few conservative ideas. All right? What's the harm in all of that? She's not a danger to anybody.
She's a racist, misogynist, hurtful Nazi. And because she's a Nazi, I have the right to punch her.
Apparently. Well, listen, I tell you, you're right about one thing. The University of California at Berkeley needs to get control of its campus.
Yeah, that's right.
And Janet Napolitano needs to go down there and say, look, kids, I'm sorry, but, you know, we are an institution of higher learning, and we are open to new and different ideas, and we can have a debate without getting ugly. We can get a debate and have a debate and disagree without being disagreeable.
Well, that ship sailed a while ago when the left decided that our institutions of higher learning were instead going to be little tiny camps to indoctrinate our children to become little good little socialists. Let's move on. Let's go to Western Kentucky University, where the Student Government Association passed a resolution supporting reparations for African American students in the form of free tuition. Let's take two phenomenally awful ideas and let's merge them in together in one big pile of steaming bad idea-ness. There was another word I was going to use. because free tuition is such a great idea because my parents will pay more. And let's base it on race because that's a phenomenally bad idea, too. And let's merge the two of them together. The resolution calls on Western Kentucky University to create a task force to, quote, assess the feasibility of test optional admissions. So invite them based on the color, give them admission to the school based on the color of their skin alone. And geographically weighted admissions, citing research showing that using standardized test scores in the college admissions process restricts the college opportunities for needy students, helping higher education perpetuate inequality. You big, dumb... And Western Kentucky's really far away from California. You would not expect this at Western Kentucky University. It just doesn't make any sense to me coming from them at all. Now, let's go to CUNY, City University of New York, the Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy. This year's commencement speaker will be Palestinian-American activist Linder Sarsour.
Oh, that's lovely.
Who also has ties to the terrorist group Hamas. So, yay. I don't even know what to say anymore. I would take my children and go live in a bunker at this point. I can't. It's ridiculous. And they're paying for this.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid. My rant's over. It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Call 703-978-2603 or visit us online at clauscarpets.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park in home sales. They just sold Mike and Maria's home on Silver Meteor Court in Manassas in only 7 days and for 100% of the asking price. Sarah and Debbie are experts in pre-marketing your home while you're getting it ready to sell. Sarah and Debbie generate such buyer demand that when your home hits the market, they may already have several buyers ready to buy it. This kind of pent-up buyer demand can get you top dollar and get you packing fast. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Do what I would do and call the only real estate team you need to make this happen. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC is the number one transfer school in Maryland for community college graduates and is offering scholarships that could help save thousands on tuition. Find out how you can turn your associate's degree into a bachelor's for about $12,000. Learn more about the UMUC Completion Scholarship at umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
6:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Signs, everywhere signs. Why don't they see the signs on the George Washington Parkway? Oversized truck now stuck. Southbound GW Parkway as you come up to the Memorial Bridge. Too tall to get under the bridge. So we're stopped in the right lane and we're slow as a result on the approach. All right, here we go. Let's get you around the Beltway, Virginia. Brief delays here to get past 236 Little River Turnpike due to the minor crash. Should be the shoulder now. Still trying to recover Maryland Beltway, even with lanes open. We're jammed as you come off at 270 Inner Loop through Bethesda past Connecticut Avenue. The problem is you're still seeing the activity on the shoulder. On the outer loop, 95 to George Avenue, jammed. No problems to report on 270. In fact, 270 catch break, a little bit lighter than normal. Last night's storms left some power outages in the Adelphi area. Riggs Road is still shut down between Adelphi Road and Metzerat Road. Had down pole and repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will develop from this morning to the afternoon with a high reaching 85. Rain will tape off this evening with an overnight low of 58. A cooler Saturday with showers and a high of 64. And cloudy Sunday with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now through April 30th in their garden center, buy three and get one free on perennials, 3-gallon azaleas, and hanging baskets. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Our condolences from our country to the people of France. Again, it's happening, it seems. I just saw it as I was walking in, so that's a terrible thing, and it's a very, very terrible thing that's going on in the world today, but it looks like another terrorist attack, and what can you say? It just never ends. We have to be strong and we have to be vigilant, and I've been saying it for a long time.
That was the President of the United States late yesterday afternoon sending his condolences to the people of Paris after yet another terrorist attack there. In case you do not know the story, there were two men who started killing police officers in central Paris in the monumental core of that lovely city. One policeman dead, two injured. One of the terrorists was killed on the spot. Another turned himself in to Belgian authorities, and that now is,
I guess, will be brought back to France for to face charges. There is no doubt that this is a terrorist attack of some kind. In fact, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the shooting. They say that it was carried out by one of their own people that they refer to as, quote-unquote, the Belgian. 3 days before the France's presidential election, can you imagine a terrorist attack in this country just a few days before a U.S. presidential election? That would send the country into some kind of a little bit of chaos, no doubt. And in fact, the presidential election, everybody sort of went up with their campaigns on hold while they tried to deal with this crisis. The poor people of France, I mean, they've had a lot of these kinds of attacks. Again, not a high death count, but it is one of those things that takes a psychological toll on a country, especially in the middle of a political season.
Why? You know, and I could be snarky about the whole thing and go, boy, have they thought about banning guns. But, you know, we just had an attack here in Fresno by a man who was shouting Allahu Akbar, mm-hmm. right? And we're not deeming it a terrorist attack. We're saying it's a hate crime mm-hmm. because he had spewed hatred towards white people. So then he only killed, he purposely chose white people. So instead of going the terrorist route, what do we do at all costs? We avoid that label because we too want to ignore it. We're always about, and I think we're catching up, but we're usually about 10 years, 15 years behind Europe in our troubles and what we do. Mm-hmm. And we learn nothing from watching them. The reason France and a lot of these countries, Belgium and so many, Germany, are in the situation they're in was because of their mass migration and their support of refugees. And we're learning nothing from them. And I'm sorry to hear that this happened, but I think this is going to start to become the norm. And it's not going to be these huge, grand terrorist attacks. They're going to be on a smaller scale. But listen, hey, If they only target people of a certain race, don't ignore it. Don't call it terrorism.
Well, we'll talk more about this with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up at 7:35 this morning. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Why do companies say dumb things like, call for a free quote? Hello? Don't they know what year this is? Don't they know we're going to use our smartphones and we expect to see their pricing on their website without calling them for a quote or providing our email address? I mean, seriously, we all know that call for a free quote simply means their prices are high. That's why we proudly display our prices for payroll on PatriotSoftware.com. For example, basic payroll for one employee is $10 per month. Five employees is less than $20. With PatriotSoftware.com, you can see our exact payroll pricing for any size company up to 100 employees. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and use promo code RADIO to get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Jacob DeGrom.
Got it. Swinging on a pitch outside.
The Mets hope home field is their NL East advantage. Daniel Murphy.
There it goes from Murphy!
The Nats have orders to... to demolish New York. Roadblock versus Demolition Man. Complete game. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on NESN.
Ain't baseball great?
Well, let's see how your money is doing. Let's check in at the news desk at CNBC. Stephanie Shelton standing by. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, and it's still early in the morning, but futures are suggesting that Wall Street will open at least slightly higher, extending yesterday's rally. And that rally was based on the Treasury Secretary saying tax reform is close to being ready for congressional debate. Markets in Europe are jittery after yesterday's Paris shootings and ahead of Sunday's French election. General Electric's earnings are out for the last quarter, and both profit and revenue are better than expected. Honeywell beat forecasts as well. Sony shares moving higher after the company raised its operating income forecast by almost 19%. The Wall Street Journal reporting Walmart is investing heavily to push food prices down in its stores as competition with Amazon's same-day delivery heats up. A recent study found prices for a basket of grocery items in the Philadelphia area Walmarts were 5.8% lower than a year ago. And Google's home devices can now recognize multiple users by the difference in their voices. Before, each device could only be connected to one Google account. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And now to the Wilson Bridge, seeing those backups near St. Barnabas Road, Maryland into Virginia. Now, once in Virginia, heading through Annandale, I'm leaving Springfield off and on the brakes toward 236. Little River Turnpike had that minor crash they were trying to clear from the left lane. An oversized truck is on the George Washington Parkway and blocks the lane. Southbound GW Parkway as you come up to the Memorial Circle. So we have one lane getting by. On the Beltway, slows each direction and through Bethesda Silver Spring. Inner loop past Connecticut Avenue was the crash on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 85. Then rain will taper off into the evening with an overnight low of 58. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees, 6:56.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Well, the Navy is in the news, and not for the reason this music would suggest it be in the news. The Navy issued a press release April 14th announcing the ban of electronic nicotine delivery systems, also known as e-cigs. They cited the dangers of exploding lithium iron batteries. And they say it's a danger to the Marines, the sailors, and also to equipment, and the suspension will come into effect on May 14th. Well, that has gotten GOP California Rep. Duncan Hunter upset, and he has been a longtime defender of e-cigs and tobacco in the military. Approximately 50% of our military admits to having used some kind of tobacco product in the last couple of months, so they are all active cigarette and tobacco product users. Well, he says, I would like the Navy to reconsider this because there are risks associated with the system, but isn't that the risk worth taking as opposed to, you know, saving a life? These are these could be a life-saving alternative
right.
to traditional tobacco use. And I give him a lot of, I think there's a balancing act here.
Here's my question about it. Is it really, the Navy's concern here, really about the lithium ion batteries, which have, on rare occasions, they've had cases where they've exploded? Is that truly their concern? And if that's truly their concern, then, you know, I think they have the right to say no, because, you know, you're basically putting these devices on military ships
sure.
at sea, etc., and submarines, etc. I don't think that if they truly have a concern about that, that it's an unreasonable thing. However, I suspect that they're not really, that's not the real concern. I think that's the concern they're presenting. I'm not sure it's the actual concern. And if they really just don't like them, you know, maybe just because they don't like them, well, that's a different matter.
We have stories about cell phones burning up, right?
Yeah,
there are
right.
people who have been burned by cell phones. There was a woman who, they always tell you, don't fall asleep with your cell phone in your bed, because there have been times when the batteries have gotten so hot that they
Samsung
actually start
thing,
a fire.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so are we going to ban those as well?
Yeah.
Probably not. And you raise a really good question, Brian. You know, is it because of the battery? Is that what this is truly about? But if you can save lives and get people off of cigarettes, I think that that's a good thing. We would prefer not to have people getting lung cancer. I think that's probably a good thing.
All right, coming up on WMAL.
Hey, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be joining us, and we'll talk to him about the terror attack in Paris and Trump's take on the Iran deal.
Yeah, we now have details about the Redskins' upcoming season, who they're going to play. We're going to have Trevor Maddich here to give us all of the details on that, including an interesting development for Thanksgiving Day. It's
for,
now
wait, for Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day. Or Thanksgiving Day, however you say it. It's 7 o'clock. In the nation's capital. Leave me alone. 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL